Hello, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Anderson, and I've been asked to share my Heart Center story with you all today. I was very fortunate to come into the Heart Center in April of 2005 when Doreen Pokorowski from Edmonton called me in Calgary to tell me about David Lewis in the Heart Center. Doreen was quite excited as she was taking an online Heart Center course which included heart streams from the Masters. I had met Doreen and many of my heart friends through the Summit Lighthouse organization, which I became a part of in 1993 after picking up Jesus and Kuthumi's book, Corona Class Lessons, and Kuthumi's and Jarrell's book, The Human Aura, in a Calgary bookstore. I had sat down on a Friday in October of 1993 in a chair to review them, and I went home empty-handed saying, I'm not sure if I'm in alignment with them. All weekend long, my inner voice said to me to go back and get the books, so I went back to purchase them, and the rest is history. I read them immediately and called the Montana Ranch a month later, asking them if I could come down and visit them. They told me no, and told me to contact the local Calgary Teaching Center, which I did. By January 1994, I was taking a beginner's class, and by April, I attended the Easter Conference at the ranch. Then at the end of that summer, I had taken in the summer conference and completed Jesus and Mighty Victory Summit University Quarter with none other than Marion Davidson and Barbara Gabbert. I was now well immersed in an Ascended Master community. After Elizabeth Clare Parfitt passed away, I simply decreed daily and lived my life in alignment with the principles I had learned. So when Doreen called to tell me about this new Ascended Master movement and wanted me to learn more about it, I thought she was mistaken and was losing it, so to speak. A week later, she called me again and was quite touched by her enthusiasm. She gave me the Heart Center website and suggested that I listen to a heart stream. After I got off the phone, I did. I decided to follow her advice. So I went to the computer and I listened to a heart stream given by David and realized instantly that this was the real McCoy. At the time, Marion Davidson was staying at my home while she was a student at the University of Calgary. When she came home that day, I told her about what Doreen had told me, and I asked her to listen to a heart stream. She went to her room and listened to David and came out a short time later saying that she too thought it was for real. So we both started taking part in the online broadcasts. In May of 2005, only a few weeks after starting my walk with this heart center, I received a double hip brain injury that affects me to this day. I was told that this severe attack was enough to take me off the planet so that I could not fulfill my divine plan this time, but it did not work. My excitement grew day by day as I basked in the new loving energy of the Ascended Master's heart streaming through the heart center. It felt like everyone was truly sharing their heartfelt experiences, and a bonding was occurring between all of us, even though it was a virtual community. Within a few weeks or so, Marion and I decided to attend the next Heart Center event at John Fanuzzi's house. We headed to Montana for a week-long seminar given in June of 2005. David met us at John's front door and welcomed us to the event in a simple, genuine, and loving manner. When I came home from this seminar, I realized that I wanted to take part in more Heart Center events. So in August of 2005, I attended the Heart Center Mexican Pilgrimage with David and a group of people, some of whom I see attending Heart Center functions to this day. For example, Carol Wells, Gloria Rojas, Donna Dregan, Patricia Carlson, and myself. We traveled around Mexico City and the surrounding areas in sightseeing buses as we toured ancient ruins like the Temple to the Sun and visited sacred church sites such as the Basilica of the Virgin of Guadalupe. During our travels around the area, numerous masters gave heart streams. It could be on the side of a noisy street or in a quiet church or a courtyard in the center of a small town. We gave rosaries to Mother Mary daily, sang joyfully in the bus, and enjoyed wonderful meals together as we developed new friendships and expanded our hearts to include the Mexican people. One night after we had driven around Mexico City for quite some time, giving many calls in some ancient karmic events and performing prayers together, Jesus told us to make peace with our God. Shortly after this instruction, we arrived at our hotel and were told to go up to a room on the 7th floor for a heart stream. When we got there, we crowded into a small hotel room with David. I was sitting on the bed when John the Baptist started talking with us. After a few minutes, the bed that I was sitting on began swaying back and forth. For some reason, I thought it was Gloria, who was on the other side of Carol on the bed and was moving the bed back and forth. The thought came that she needed to stop doing this. I had no idea what was happening and that I was experiencing my first earthquake until Jesus started his heart stream and explained to us what had just happened. Jesus said that we had transmuted enough of the Mexican people's returning karma so that we had averted a devastating earthquake that would have claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people if we had not been successful. Together with the intercession of the Masters, we had unknowingly participated in and accomplished a mighty victory for the light. Many people would not have to suffer because we were willing to do the necessary prayer work at the right time and place to prevent a major disaster. So during this experience, I began to realize the love of the Masters for the people and the importance of their intercessory power in these difficult times of returning karma. I realized the great importance of our prayer work together and our relationship with the Masters who work tirelessly for the good of all. I felt honored to be a part of their great plan of compassion and mercy as we raise life into the heart of God, or we could say into the light of God's kingdom manifesting on the earth today. With this example, we can truly see how each heart center event is an opportunity for great blessings to be afforded to the people on earth by the Ascended Master's intercession combined with the efforts of their chelas to maximize the light, to transmute the negative energies that could bring harm to those in an area. In addition to this, each of us who attend these events are blessed manyfold as we serve to set all life free. Coming home from Mexico, my only disappointment was that I was not healed and that I was still unable to work, even though I had hoped that I would be healed by Mother Mary at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I believe that I was later told by Mary via David that I am to heal myself. And then many years later, the Mahachohan told me in San Diego that I would be completely healed and whole. I believe that I am healed and whole in my highest self, and that I must witness to the fact that much has happened in this direction. After a non-fault car accident in August of 2006, in which my head shattered the glass of the driver's door, I attended the Egyptian pilgrimage in October 2006. Unfortunately, I fell again and hit my head on the concrete outside of one of Egypt's oldest temples in Luxor, breaking off a tooth on the left side, including the steel post. Since then, I've hit my head 8 more times, and since these initial injuries, I guess that each time must have meant that I had not fully learned the lesson that I was meant to learn. Yet I can say that I have learned a lot, which has led to greater compassion, mercy, and understanding for the human condition by going through this specific life experience. On December the 11th, it was sad to see that St. Mark's Coptic Church in Cairo was bombed. We had spent a few hours there on our Egyptian pilgrimage. For many years, I listened to every broadcast session and attended all the conferences, Meru courses, and operated the camera for the media team. As the years went by, I found that I was not able to do this and was not able to read all the material or do the exercises for the Meru courses. When Claire DeLee told us that we make karma with the Masters when we did not read the readings and do the exercises, I decided I did not want to make karma with the Ascended Masters, so I stopped taking the courses, even though I believe that for me, the main reason I came together with all of you during these courses was to manifest the light together in order to assist in blessing and raising all life on the earth into the light. Even though I missed some of the readings, I must say that I found each course to be an invaluable springboard that catapulted me into new levels of consciousness and purity of existence. I found that I grew so much that I do not know how to really communicate the benefits that accrued from attending all the Heart Center events. In addition to this, When I lived in Lethbridge, Alberta in Canada, I was able to sun gaze, and sun gaze increased my vibration significantly. I highly recommend sun gazing for all of those who are interested in profound and rapid acceleration. My daily commune with God and the Masters has given me greater wisdom, knowledge, and a real understanding of life. I am eternally grateful to the Ascended Masters for their loving, nurturing assistance to someone like me who has behavioral and memory difficulties that make it difficult for them to deal with me at times. Their loving patience is such a boon to all of us, as together we climb the ladder of Jacob into the heart of God. I have met beautiful people who became wonderful friends, and I include heavenly hosts among my newly found friends. I feel particularly blessed by all the knights and ladies as we individually live out our personal life for the higher purpose of serving all life free, and as a group, we work together to raise all mankind into the greater, glorious, compassionate light of God. I consider my heart friends and all light bearers worldwide to play a very special part in my life, as we share in a vibrational community of light, including some we see as heart friends in this organization, and many we don't see or know and have never met in the physical. Yet we are each a part of one great body of light working together for the good of all. In this moment, in oneness with my higher self, I send light, love, and joy to each member of our great body of light bearers worldwide, blessing each one with the joy and compassionate love of my highest self, thus raising our beautiful light community into ever greater levels of light and love. Last week, after hearing Boyd's Organite presentation and meditating upon its principles, I realized that a human being is a lot like an organite. Our central crystal is our threefold flame, and our four lower bodies are the organic and inorganic matter necessary to create organ positive energy generator effects. I find that visualizing my oneness with my threefold flame and its light field activates a profound healing effect in my four lower bodies and seems to neutralize negative energies in my life. I think that meditation, prayer work, and a healthy lifestyle can help us to activate, strengthen, and expand our positive energy light field. Also, by working with the Masters, we can be quickly entrained to their positive energy field, thus expanding our positive influence. As we grow in purity, power, love, and wisdom, our expanded threefold flame radiates its own powerful, positive, radiant light energy outwards. And with intention, its potential can transform all negative dark energy fields around us. As mankind grows in higher self-realization, I believe that our positive light beingness will effectively and naturally raise the earth in sacred fire. Today I am officially retired and seem to be withdrawing more and more into myself. I am living a life of service to my family and friends here in Red Deer. As some of you saw, I am enjoying the companionship of a small Tibetan Spaniel named Eddie, who is able to give me many life lessons and experiences for the betterment of my soul. In recent years, I have not been as active in the Heart Center, but I still pray for all of you, especially those on the prayer list. Thank you for listening to my brief story. I pray that each one of us make our ascension into the light, either during our existence on this earth together, or at the end of our current sojourn in this dimension. I call to the One, the Pure, the Immovable, Non-Changeable, Eternal One, along with beloved Mighty Victory, Jesus, Serapis Bay, and our sponsoring Masters, for a special blessing in each of our lives, so that our ascension is assured to the highest degree possible. I send blessings and love to all of you, now and always. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. What a wonderful, beautiful story you've told us, weaving many Ascended Master ideas together with your own experience. And speaking of experiences, could you tell us about your brother when he came to your house and you had an organite there?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I took Boyd's course or presentation, and I told my brother about it, and he listened to Boyd's presentation. And I ordered Organite from a lady in Edmonton who's been making it for a couple of years, and it had come in. So he came to my house, and he's kind of energy sensitive and that kind of a person. So he was feeling it and looking at it and seeing what he's seeing. And so then he's talking to me. That morning he was off work because he has hiatal hernia and some weakness of the stomach wall. So he's kind of a Buddha belly. And so he stuck his Organite on his Buddha belly, and it was taut. He couldn't press it in. He was in a lot of pain. So he puts the Organite on his Buddha belly, and he continues to talk to me. So about 20 minutes later or so, he goes, "Elizabeth, look, I can press my finger in 2 inches. Look," he says. He's poking his belly all the way around. And he was so excited. So now, like, we're both like, wow, this equipment works. And when I first got it, the room was like full of light, and I picked up this one piece of Organite, and I was walking through the room. It was like a Chembuster, but it's small with one little 1 foot cylinder. And I could feel the light energy. I could feel the darkness going into it, and I could feel it wafting around me, this light going back as I moved across to the living room and put it in the living room where all the equipment like the Shaw cable and the internet and all of that comes in so we could, you know, take care of that dark energy. My story is that Organite works, and I'm quite excited about it at this moment.
Wow, that's great. And also, I thought it was very interesting in your presentation that you were there at the Mexico pilgrimage. David just spoke about that because he's in Mexico again, and he spoke about when John the Baptist came then and had that earthquake, because he was, John the Baptist came again for this Mexico pilgrimage in 2016. So, and I understand what you mean about thinking someone was shaking the bed. I remember one time when I was young, sleeping, I lived in Southern California and woke up to the bed shaking, and I was sure it was my sister shaking my bed. So,
and it really feels like it. And you know, it's just kind of strange.
Yes.
But yes, and it's funny that I'm telling this story on the day in which all that's occurring too.
Yes, yes. And also the fact that you said you were retiring a little bit from the Heart Center, and yet you went to Lake Louise just recently. So thank you. Thank you for participating as much as you do, Elizabeth. And it's so fun to see you in person. And I look forward to the next time I can see your face.
Thank you so much, Kathleen.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, lots of love to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Love to you.